So in April, as part of a post-COVID recovery plan, ACOA announced some funding to fund new festivals or enhance festivals or events that would draw people to downtown cores. It's called Rediscover Main Street. And so, of course, as the BIA, we thought it was a great opportunity to seek some funds. The deadline was quite tight, so I thought it might be a nice idea to just reach out to some experts and see if they would be interested in working with us to bring an event here. And so I immediately thought of the Halifax International Buskers Festival, because it's a great long-standing festival and I've enjoyed it. And so I looked them up online and I contacted them, and sure enough, they said, oh yes, absolutely. And they sent me information and what if a little festival would look like here. I put it into the submission and the rest is history.
And so it's happening, and Thursday evening, the festivities begin.
Yeah, so we heard really late, actually. It's been a bit crazy because ACOA didn't, we didn't hear our final official approval until quite mid-July, late July. And so we've been scrambling to try to pull things together. But the company, Premier Entertainment Group, who does the Halifax Buskers Festival, they've been great to work with. And so, yeah, the performers are arriving today. They're checking into the hotels. You know, the final details are getting worked out. And we're just looking at the weather, hoping for good weather. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, and we're downtown here. We're on Bridge. And this is where things will be happening. Tell us about, like, where people will go to see these shows.
So the street will be closed from Main Street to Lorne for the duration of the festival. And so the buskers perform generally for Friday and Saturday and Sunday starting around noon. And there's going to be some Thursday, a little Thursday evening performance. And we're also partnering with the town. So because the street's going to be closed, not open and close every day. It's going to be closed for the whole time. The town has worked to bring some other events or concerts for the mornings of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So there's a kids musical act, Razzmatazz, that's going to be here Friday morning. And on Saturday morning, the Massey students from Mount Allison are going to have a Japanese cultural festival. And on Sunday morning, there's going to be a Latin band here. So so we have those acts happening in the morning. We have the buskers in the afternoon. And we also are bringing in vendors, similar to some of the vendors that you might have seen for the Moonlight Madness events. So we're trying to get those guys organized and to be here, too. So there's lots going on. It'll be fun.
Right, so more than a buskers festival, like sort of like an open street festival.
So yes, it'll be, the street will be closed to traffic, the vendors will be here, the buskers will be here, there'll be activities for the kids. The Japanese cultural festival will have some activities for people to try, and I know that we're going to have some face painters here, and so I think it will be a lot of fun. There's more information on Facebook at the Sackville Buskers Festival page.
Can you tell me a bit about who might be performing?
So there's going to be some pretty interesting artists here, performers here this week. We have an Elvis impersonator called Silver Elvis. He'll be around. We have a mystery entertainer, Lucas Stark. So mind reading and escapes. Ooh, I don't know what that means, but that sounds fun. Steve Goodtime is described as a hilarious rock and roll circus show. So I think that'll be fun. That sounds pretty good. Michael James, a magician. one of Canada's most sought-after entertainers. And Lisa Lottie, who is described as the hula hoop queen.
All right.
So I'm really excited. I haven't seen any of these performers myself. The last time I was at the Buskers Festival was a long time ago, so I'm really excited to see every show that happens. Plus, you know, all the other things, razzmatazz and the Japanese Cultural Festival and the Latin Band on Sunday. I think it's going to be great. Please come.
Yeah. There's one thing people should know about Buskers is that, of course, this is an organized event, and so obviously they're brought in and booked and all that, but they also really rely on people throwing some money in the hat.
Yeah, that's correct. So we did a post about how busking works on our Facebook page, just so that people know what to expect. It's true that the shows are organized and you know, they're staying here in Sackville, but the tip the hat, the tips that they get at the end of their performances are how they make their living. And so, yeah, we would hope that, you know, people will bring their wallets along and their dollar bills and $20 bills along and help support these great artists, because it is important that these guys are compensated or well paid for their talents, because they do amazing things.
Do you think that this has potential to be an annual kind of thing?
I certainly hope so, and I know that Premier Entertainment Group is interested in turning this into an annual event. So this year will be a really important year. The staff from Premier Entertainment Group and myself will be watching, and the town staff, of course, as well, will be watching for how well it was received, things that could be improved in a subsequent event. And I think that depending on how it goes, I think it would be a great thing for to happen every year in Sackville. Sackville's a really nice central location for the Maritimes, so I think it would be fun to have not have to go to Halifax to see buskers. So
all right. Well, thanks so much for telling us about it and for putting together the festival.
No problem. It was my pleasure, and I do hope that it happens annually here. I think it will be great.